Now, every Tuesday, we like to look at a destination which is perfect for a family, and we look at what there is to do there, and we do that with travel mum, Andrea Bailey, who has three girls under the age of 10 who travel together a lot.
Leave me alone.
Travel mum.
Andrea, welcome back.
Hi, thanks, Steph.
Hi, you actually have been travelling since we last saw you, haven't you?
Yes, in fact, I just got back this morning.
Lucky.
So a bit jet-lagged.
Anywhere nice?
Yes, the south of Italy this time, so it was amazing.
And that's where we're going to be talking about, right?
That's correct, yes. So basically, Naples, that's where I was. We started there and then moved down to the Amalfi Coast. So that was absolutely stunning, as you know.
Let's talk about Naples first, because my parents went to Naples, absolutely hated it. Like, everyone they talk to, they say to them, don't go to Naples. But I went, and honestly, it's one of my favourite places ever.
You know, it's weird. I mean, you either hate it or love it, and I've got, I think Naples has received such a bad rap. I don't know why, because having been there myself, I had, you know, preconceived notions. But when I got there, like you, I loved it. And I can see myself going back. There's a beautiful historic center to the whole, you know, to the whole city. Of course, it's a big city, but the historic center is really beautiful. And of course, the sea and the, you know, just by the waterway, it's really amazing. So I can see myself going back.
Mm-hmm. It's full of graffiti, isn't it?
Like, it
but
is.
On really, like, lovely, beautiful statues, where at first you go, oh no, someone's
yeah. Seriously? You mean, like, spray painted everywhere?
Yeah. It's everywhere, even on the trains.
Yeah.
All of them.
Did you have a little spray?
I wish I did.
You feel like
added to the culture.
But it actually, it works, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's got that gritty urban kind of feel.
That was that was exactly what I was going to say. It's really gritty, but at the same time, it's historic, and it's just whole, it's big, and yet it's, you know, it's small in the center, and it's just a good mix.
Is
it's
it easy to get around, a walkable city?
Yes, it is. It is a big city, but the metroways are really well connected, so you can very easily get on the bus, you can get on the train, no problem. Yeah, it's quite easy to get around.
The pizza for me was like pizza that I've never had anywhere else, because you eat it all and you don't feel like you've eaten a pizza, do you?
No.
It's light kind of airy.
It's really, it's thin crust, it's Neapolitan pizza, that's what they call it. And some of the best places I've noted down, according to Condé Nast, Di Matteo, if anyone's taking notes, and A Marmi. Those are the two of the best pizzerias in the city. So,
did you try it?
We went to another one, actually.
Okay.
But yes, it was, I mean, all the pizza everywhere is just amazing.
It just tastes great in Italy, doesn't it? Yeah.
And kids love pizza, right?
Absolutely. The pastas were amazing as well. I mean, the food in that city is just so fresh, because all of the produce is from local, you know, locally grown. And it's really nice to have, you know, to eat that and be able to support local families as well, and, you know, whatever's happening there. So, yep.
Did you go on one of the underground tours?
Actually, I didn't go this time, but maybe I'll save that for the next time I'm there. So,
that was really fun. Like, there's a whole underground city in Naples, and you can go underground. You can do it by candlelight, which is a little bit spooky, but so much fun, because you're in a big group of people.
Yeah.
And it's a normal head height kind of thing, so it's, you don't feel like you're in a cave.
Yeah.
But it's just really interesting.
I've got to admit, I'm a bit claustrophobic.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I kind of avoid going into dark airless spaces, you know. So probably next time when I'm a little less, maybe, claustrophobic. I don't know.
So what else do you think there is to do for the kids in Naples?
There is quite a lot to do. Besides the city that has a main couple of castles that are really nice, you could actually take them to what is called the Phlegrean Fields, which are really different from anything else that you would see around there, because it's a little bit out of the city, but it still has bubbling sulfur, and you still have hot, you know, gushes of air. And it's really interesting for kids to be around that, and just, you know, it's as if a volcano is just there. It's happening.
And how far out of town is that?
It's about 20 minutes by car.
Yeah.
Not far.
So it's not that far.
Not far at all.
So you can do it in half a day, maybe.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a geography lesson.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now that's lava.
Yes.
Don't touch it, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Is that the lava cap as well, I've heard of?
Yes, so that's the one. That's called the Solfatara.
Yeah.
And it's basically, that's where you take your kids for a fun day trip out of Naples, and where all the geothermal activity is happening. So,
oh gosh, I can just imagine so many parents are going, don't touch, it's hot.
Yeah.
And there must just
don't
be
fall
a chorus
in, whatever you do.
Of do not touch that, that's hot. And Caserta, tell us all about Caserta.
Okay, so Caserta is basically about 30 kilometers outside of the city. And that's also a good day trip. There's a castle there that's supposed to be bigger than the Palace of Versailles. So it is really, really huge, and they've got these massive gardens around as well. So what's a fun thing to do there with little older children, I would say, is to just hire these cycles, these bikes, and just bike up and down, because it's a 3 kilometer stretch of garden. So it's, I mean, one way, so it's each way. So it's quite a lot of cycling, but it's a fun thing. Mm-hmm. And you can have a little picnic on the grass, and there's water, and there's statues, and it's really
nice. That
sounds
like a lot of fun, that, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
is.
Biking up and down there.
Yeah, a bit of a healthy holiday, and that's about 30 kilometres outside.
After all that pizza.
So would you say it's quite a good idea to hire a car if you go to Naples for the family?
No, I wouldn't say in the city, because it's difficult to find parking, and it's, But like I said, within the city, it's not difficult to get around, or even to these places. You could actually just take the train down to Caserta as well.
Yeah.
So that's like a half an hour train journey.
But the trains are wonderful in Italy, aren't they?
Yes.
You get everywhere by
really
train.
Everywhere.
It really opens a place up.
Correct.
And we got to talk about Pompeii. It's one of my favorite places.
Yeah. So Pompeii is massive. And I believe when I was there 2 days ago, I heard that they've just discovered some more.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's as if it never ends. It's like they keep excavating and finding more and more to it. And even now, a good 2 to 3 hours is not enough, because there's so much to see around that place.
I couldn't believe it. When my friend Lou took us there, and I hadn't even looked at what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh, you know, it's an ancient city. And I just thought it would be really, really small. And we got there, and you kind of go through the gate, and then you just see this huge city. It's just massive.
Is it?
You've got to wear flat shoes. Not creepy at all. In fact, it makes it just, it blew my mind. I don't know about you, Andrea, but they've got everything that we've got that you need. Yeah. They had the law courts. They've got the banks.
Yeah.
And it's so long ago. It's a whole society. Streets and streets of houses where people lived.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's amazing.
But I mean, you know, the lava when it came down, covered Pompeii, didn't it?
Yeah.
Other people still there?
There are mummified, yes. And even dogs and cats that are mummified. And I believe they were excavating, and they actually found bread in ovens as well. So it was as if, you know, life was just
time
going on and
just
boom.
Stopped.
You know. Yeah.
It really feels like that as well, doesn't it, when you're there?
Yeah, it's amazing. And there's a lovely church up the hill as well, so if you have the energy, that's another thing to do within that that area. So
and of course, the mountain as well, where this lava came from, Vesuvius.
Yeah.
When you're there, you just feel like this would be such a cool place to live.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? It would have been such a great place to live. Like, they had a real sense of society and community going on there. You could just tell by the way they built the buildings and they had the big amphitheatre. Mm. No, that is definitely a must-do with the kids, because I think it would blow their mind.
Yes. I think maybe slightly older kids, not under threes, probably, my suggestion.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of walking around.
And I did see a girl with high heels on. And I just felt so bad for her.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's all cobbles. Mm. So you can't. It's a nightmare.
That's what not to wear.
Yeah, definitely. So Mount Vesuvius, you're there anyway. Can you actually go up Mount Vesuvius?
You can, yes. You can go up part of the way by vehicle, and then you need to walk the rest of it. So even this is quite steep, and again, probably recommended for older children. But it's a nice walk up, and it's a good way to spend the day and, you know, to see what's up there.
Do you get a view of Pompeii from the top?
You do, yes.
Wow.
And all of Naples, because it's literally towering above the entire city. You can see it from anywhere in Naples as well.
Yeah. And out to Capri?
Sorry, yes, you can. Yeah,
brilliant. We went on to Capri from Naples, and we went. That was quite a good...
So Capri's another island, is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Capri's an island.
Right.
Capri's an island. Capri's one of the bigger islands in the sea, and there's another island called the Island of Ischia, which is also quite popular with tourists. But of course, Capri is really well known for the Blue Grotto, and it's connected by a daily service, a ferry service from Naples, so it's really easy to get to Capri and back. And especially in the summer.
How long is it?
It's about an hour by ferry. And it's in the summertime, you have a lot more service, a lot more ferry service, as opposed to in the winter season.
And how would the kids feel about that?
It's quite gentle. Some of them are not too... I mean, you would go on a day, hopefully, when there's good weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the sea is a bit calmer. Yes. So it's a good way to go. And you can actually take a boat tour around the island of Capri as well.
Okay.
Which lasts about an hour. And even that's a nice way to see the entire island and what's on it. So.
Okay. What kind of price would that be? What would that cost you?
So if it's with a skipper, that would be about €140.
Okay.
Yeah, for about 2 hours and 6 passengers on board. And then without a skipper, of course, it would be about a lot less.
I wouldn't fancy having one without a skipper.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with the skipper.
I'll pay the extra. Thank you.
Capri's magical, and it's one of those islands that a lot of celebs go to as well.
Yes.
So, Mark, if you want to get some celeb pictures,
to add to my collection,
there, yes, definitely
I'd
do
find
it there.
A few Facebook.
And they have this amazing clock tower that's got like a restaurant at the top. And yeah. if you manage to get the table outside, which I got for my birthday, then there's only one table on the balcony, and you just watch the sunset go down. Mm. Such a beautiful place. Mm. There's weddings going on when we were there. Mm. It's really nice.
Italy is an amazing destination for weddings as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And before you have the kids.
Preferably.
So we're going to come back. We're going to head further south. Stay with us. We're talking about Italy.